You can say that when going through life, you cannot say why this is happening to me. There are no explanations. There's so much going on in this world today between natural disasters, like a earthquake that just happened in Japan, tsunamis that happen in Sri Lanka. We have the pandemic going around through the world, and it's just saying that we need to be as one. We are one. We live in this one world, and we need to come together and pray for one another and understand one another. It's just a sign of no more war between countries, cities. No one owns anyone or anything but God. That is all he's saying. He created this world and he has been watching us. And there is no room for selfishness. There is no room to say, I am better than you, because no one is. It's just a reminder that we were here so we can all help one another and be there for one another. Each country has something that the other one doesn't have. And right now, what everyone does have is their faith in God, and they are seeing that they need help from other countries, especially Japan now, with an earthquake of 7.1. Those people are suffering without any water, without any electricity, and they will be dying because there is the pandemic just made it a little bit more challenging for them. So we are praying for Japan, but we are also praying for the world. And I just hope that everyone just stopped and realized that everyone is a person. And people do suffer. And so, most of all, they are suffering alone. Because during the pandemic, you cannot be with your families if they are in a hospital and they are dying. They are dying alone. And some of them are dying on the streets. So let's just keep in mind that we just need to come together.